Pipe Network presents.
Welcome sa aming podcast. Look at your face. I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to annoy you. Oh, natitigil na ako.
Hindi na, ayoko na mag-record. Nawala na ako sa mood.
Titigil na ako, mga kapodcast. Nagsa-soundcheck lang ako eh. Welcome mga kapodcast.
Could you?
Okay na, seryoso na ako. Sabi sa Google, tinanong ko siya, why is Park Min-young so thin? Tinatanong mo kanina eh.
Ikaw yung nagtanong.
Tinatanong mo rin eh. Kasi
okay. Oh,
ang payat
daw
niya sa Marry Me, Marry You, My Husband. Sabi dito, Park Min-young lost 37 kilograms for her cancer patient role sa Marry You, Marry Me, My Husband. Yun.
So she's still in that phase?
Hindi ko alam, pero yung 37 kilograms, hindi ko alam, ma-unrealistic yun.
Wait, di ba bumalik siya 10 years back?
Alam
di
ko.
Dapat nag-gain na siya.
Pero unrealistic yun. 80 pounds yun.
Yeah, hanapin mo.
80 pounds yun.
Baka naman, ano, na mistake nila sa Oh My Venus.
Iba yun.
Alam
si
ko.
Si Shin Min.
Alam ko, pero baka pag galing ka from that baseline, possible yung 37 kilos.
Okay na, sige na. Oh, you're listening to
Please Pause Season 5. You lost it. What were you gonna say next?
Stirring up TV trouble and movie mischief.
Since 2019.
If you win us mga the first time, mga podcast.
Ano ba to? Is this still part of the recording?
Nagsasoundcheck lang ako.
Kailan yung totoong star?
If you're with us for the first time, we're Mike and Ab. We live in the Philippines. We're married. Quote us. Go.
But as awful as people might be, nothing's gonna change the fact that we're all we've got.
Ano yun?
No, na-realize ko lang, as awful as people might be. Like you, you're being awful now. But you're all I've got. It's from Leave the World Behind.
So natapos mo na.
Yeah, napanood ko.
Congrats.
Aren't you proud of me? Napanood
congrats
ko siya without you.
Oo nga, natapos mo na din sa
what
wakas.
What do you mean natapos ko? Paano mo nalaman na sinimulan ko pala siya?
Alam ko lang.
Sinilip mo yung account ko?
Hindi. Ano? Nakikita ko sa pagtuto ko pa lang sa Netflix sa TV natin. Continue watching for High Sentiment. Ito naman eh. Ano ba? Nagtataka ka pa.
I was gonna surprise you pa naman. Napanood ko show without you.
There are only a few things that can go over my head when it comes to our TV. Tandaan mo yan, okay? Ang akin okay naman, ang quote ko, mga Filipino ay kinasiyahan ng kamalasan. Oh, so true. Sabi yan ni Padre Jose Burgos of Gomburza.
Yung gusto kong sabihin, pero feeling ko kasi wala pa siya sa internet eh. Paano mo nahanap yan?
Anong hinanap? Tinandaan ko yun.
Wow, na-memorize mo?
Oo naman.
Ang naalala ko kasi si Dante Rivero nagsasabing naniniwala ka sa bad luck. Pero translation ata yung bad luck. I don't know kung ano yung exact na sinabi niya in Filipino.
Ano akala mo sa akin? Tinandaan ko yun. You're welcome. We are still on a mission to understand and appreciate movies and TV shows through our little podcast on TV and film.
So if you haven't already, follow and subscribe to Please Pause, available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and other major podcast platforms.
Follow na rin kami sa Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and Threads. Let's be moots. Hanapin nyo lang yung at Please Pause PH. That's the Please Pause podcast.
And if you like the podcast, share it with your friends.
Thank you so much for helping us reach more TV and film fans. As we always say, mas maraming kapos, mas masayang conversation. May bago ba tayong Spotify ratings?
Wala.
Okay, thank you. Sa Spotify followers naman, we have one new Spotify
yay
follower since our last recording. Maraming salamat. Sino kaya siya? If you just discovered the podcast, don't forget to rate Please Pause sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening to podcasts. 5 stars na. Thank you in advance.
Are you drinking tea again?
Yes.
Pang ilang tea mo na yan today?
I don't know, pangatlo? Pang-apat?
Parang nagpapalpitate ako sa ininom ko kanina. But
eh, ikaw na yun. Huwag mo na ako idamay.
No, sabi mo kasi stronger pa yung isa. So what if yun yung ininom ko, edi I'm not well na now.
Huwag mo napansinin na ako conscious ka pa. Iniisip mo na may effect pa sa'yo yung tea na kanina mo pa ininom eh.
Inom nga ako ulit later. Then
dahil?
Wala, gusto ko lang. Sabi mo kasi nakatatlo ka and you seem fine.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for joining us every week for meaningful
and meaningless conversations on the stuff we watch.
Kwentuhan lang!
Spoiler free so you can listen worry free.
So yung isang Spotify follower natin, well, totoo yun ha, hindi natin alam kung sino siya kasi hindi mo natin nakikita sa Spotify kung sino yung mga nagpa-follow. Pero first of all, bago ang lahat, kailangan nating pasalamatan ang lahat ng mga sumali na sa ating New Year's raffle. Yay!
Yay!
All three of them. Ang dami yun lang like sa raffle announcement pero walang gusto sumali. Thank you, ah! Gagaling nyo. Pero gets ko naman, probably compared to other podcasts. Alam mo, sa itsura pa lang ng mga Instagram feed nila, mukhang mas mayayaman naman talaga yung mga listeners natin. I mean, I'm not kidding. Sa totoo lang tayo.
Maybe, so what are you trying to say? Parang okay lang, inyo na yung 1,000.
Maybe they don't need the 1,000 peso prize that the nice folks from the Pipe Network put up.
Uh-huh.
You can even say, we probably need the 1,000 pesos more than them. But in case lang na gusto pa nilang sumali, sige nga, can you tell them again how they can join?
Just share one of our episodes through a post or a story or a reel or a video on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, or Threads. Tag us at PleasePausePH so we know that you did. And that serves as one entry to our raffle, meaning you can have multiple entries.
You have until January 26, 2024 to get your entries in, then we'll draw a winner. Don't forget to tag us para malaman namin that you're joining the raffle. We shall reply with an acknowledgement of your entry. More times you share, more chances of winning 1,000 pesos sa mga sumali na. Thanks for sharing. To everyone else, thanks for caring. Sige lang. Let's go to the episode proper. The MMDA extended the MMFF's theatrical run through last Sunday, January 14. Napakinggan kasi nila yung episode natin eh. Nawala ba tayo? Papaload kahit isa. So sabi nila nung nag-meeting sila, this is unacceptable. Kailangan nating i-extend ang MMFF. So after being unavailable for an extended period of time, nakahabol pa tayo. Maraming salamat, MMDA. We've seen two and we're going to talk about them in this episode. Una nating pinanood ang Best Picture, Firefly from GMA Pictures and GMA Public Affairs. It also won Best Screenplay, written by Angeli Atienza, directed by Zig Dulay, who before this movie also earned a lot of praise for the television series Maria Clara at Ibarra, starring Best Child Performer Ewan Aleta as Tonton and Alessandra De Rossi as her mother Eli. Firefly is the story of Tonton's journey to find the magical island ng mga alitap-tap based on her mother's bedtime stories. And on the way, doon niya makikilala yung characters nila Epi Kison, Yayo Aguila, Miguel Tan Felix, and Isabel Ortega. And doon sila unang nag-vault in para mabuo si Voltes 5. Tapos sinugod nila yung Bosanian scholarship na nagtatago somewhere in Masbate. Yun yung nangyari sa movie. Maniwala na lang kayo. O ano, kamusta naman ang Firefly?
Well, I find yung close-up face ni Ding Dong Dantes and yung parang pa-mysterious smile niya na di nag-work sa akin a bit distracting. Especially if yung format ng movie medyo nagfa-flashback.
Papakita ko sa'yo kung paano yung acting ni Ding Dong Dantes.
Yun.
Umiinom ng kape ng tea. Ganun yun.
Di ba nag-trail off yung mga flashback scene niya? Like, pag umiiyak si Ewan, tapos biglang babalik sa mukha niya. I understand naman that those moments are like breaks of the story chapters. Baka adun lang, I would have preferred na less close-up siguro.
Okay. Sa lahat naman ang papansinin mo, yung pa.
Yun yung unang-una eh. Medyo na-off ako dun sa tone ng scene na yun. Although I enjoyed how nag-change ng tone and pace yung movie, there's yung uplifting motherly love, and then of course, adventure, drama, friendship. Gusto ko yung shot sa start, yung may chase, tapos nakafocus talaga sa paa and yung rhythm of it habang tumatakbo yung mga bata. And especially how charming and smart si Yuen Mikael, yun yung pangalan niya, right? Kung paano niya pinortray yung kid. He's my favorite part of the film. I guess ganun din naman ata for most. Ikaw rin ba?
Eh, syempre, the movie is about him. It's nothing without Yuen's, alam mo yun, performance, syempre, di ba?
Then we've seen Alessandra De Rossi many times, right? In multiple projects. Usually as a partner in a couple or as a daughter. And nagustuhan ko here how her acting style blended with being the best mom in the world. And how she has steadily remained strong for her kid. Maganda rin yung naging shift to an adventure chapter. Makes me miss yung mga more carefree days na hindi mo planned out yung life mo and bahala na lang kung may makakatulong talaga sa'yo. Naalala ko kasi yung nag-internship ako sa Batangas, di ba? Pumunta ako doon to, I don't know, submit documents ata. Madali lang naman pumunta sa office, pero I was also supposed to look for a place to stay, but wala naman akong car. Tapos, hindi ko alam kung paano ako mag-iikot doon, bahala na. Tapos, thankfully, I had co-interns na may car and sabay kami naghanap ng place.
Wow.
Wala lang, naalala ko lang yung mga ganong, alam mo yung bahala na moments. Tapos
nakakita
may
rin
kayo
ng higante, ganun, tsaka na, diwata, ganun.
You can see yung elements here na for kids, yung graphics part of course, tsaka yung damit ng mga characters, di ba si Isabel Ortega, naka-pink, and then si Miguel, what's his name? Tan Felix? Yung talaga yung apelido niya?
Oo. Oh,
hindi naka-red.
Ano?
Hindi Power Rangers. Yung naka-stripes siya, tas usually may greenish shade.
Tas yung Voltes 5 pala inisip ko.
Tas yung font ng GMA Public Affairs, ganun talaga yun? Or kinustomize din for this film? Okay. Wala lang. Never ko mga sinakita ko ano yung font nila before. I like din yung si Jaime Fabregas being the adult Epikizon. Or spoiler more adult
alert.
Rather.
Spoiler alert.
Bakit man yung spoiler alert? Ang galing, di ba? Kasi pwede.
Okay.
But going back to Yuen Mikael, yung strongest scene for me was yung may nahulog na box. Naiyak ako dun. And yung parang naging ensemble cast centered around the kid worked well for the story overall. So I'm happy that we got to watch Firefly in our shortlisted MMFF weekend watch.
Hindi ako naiyak eh.
Hindi ka naiyak?
Hindi. Maybe my expectations were a bit too high because of what I've heard from people about this movie. I'm not saying it wasn't good, ah. Hindi lang ako naiyak.
Hindi naman to Pixar, nurse, na kailangan maiyak ka.
Diba yan pero, yung... Despite all the moments, ah, that were designed para magpaiyak, isa na yung sinasabi mo, yung nahulog niya yung box or something. Don't get me wrong, I thought the story was a great idea for an MMFF movie. It's very kid-friendly without being a kids-only movie.
Mm-hmm.
There were funny moments, which I wish they had more of, but that's a matter of personal taste. There were fantasy elements that weren't too ridiculous, if not obvious, that their real-world counterparts will eventually be revealed. The landscapes and settings look so kudos to cinematographer Neil Daza. It can almost pass off as a Bicol Region tourism ad. The CGI also looked good for a Filipino movie. For one, it didn't have to look super realistic because that's just what the story needs. Ang nitpick ko lang yung times when a real-life butterfly supposedly appears. Alam mo yun, they were able to do a great-looking rabid dog eh. So I thought they would be able to do a more realistic butterfly. Or maybe, then again, baka naman imagination lang nga kasing nung someone yun whenever a butterfly appears, kaya ganun. But all in all, para sa akin lang, what gave the movie life was its colorful supporting characters. I was just hoping that they fit more seamlessly. Yung diwatang nakasayang mahaba was played by El Villanueva. Siya yung kakatfight ni Jamie sa Voltes 5.
Diba Voltes 5 cast nga?
Oh, for your information lang.
I know, I recognized her.
Si Juancho naman, Padre Salvi Trevino, lumabas nga din pala dito as a bad guy.
Oh, yung like
yun.
Split second.
Siya yun. Oh. As of January 9, sabi ng MMDA, the MMFF already earned 1.069 billion pesos in 2023, which already surpassed the previous record of 1.061 billion pesos from 2018. That is great news, no doubt about it. Congratulations sa pelikulang Pilipino, especially for an edition of the festival na walang vice ganda, Coco Martin or Vic Soto. However, we also have to take into account that a movie ticket nowadays is much more expensive than it was 5 years ago.
Hindi ba yan inflated? Hindi ba yan inflation
hindi.
Corrected?
Walang ganun-ganun sa earnings ng MMFF. Ano ba? It's more expensive by 30% to 40% at least siguro. Depende sa sinihan. So if you think about it, mas konti pa rin ang mga taong nanood ngayon. Bas willing lang silang gumastos para manood ng sine. So bakit? Did the MMFF shift its target market? Were the voices of the perennial social media ranters about trash Filipino movies finally heard? Are we living in a more mature cinema-going society? Hindi ko alam. Hindi natin alam. But it's fascinating, especially since alam naman nating the MMFF can easily change course from year to year,
oh, yeah.
Depending on the whim of the people behind it. Just as some years, you have films like Sunday Beauty Queen, Rainbow Sunset, and Fangirl winning Best Picture, then some years, you have Enteng Kabisote. Just something to think about.
Matagal naman na yun. Feeling ko naman we're on a progressive track.
Hopefully.
Diba?
Oo naman. Sana, diba? Pero this is a special year to think na wala yung mga usual. Shake, rattle, and roll nga eh. Di nga nakapasok,
diba?
Bakit
nga? Diba pa ano yun? Staple movie.
Yun nga, diba? We are in a... in an inflection point na ba? Sabili ko lang Pilipino, hindi ko alam.
Yun Why
lang.
Are you so
Interesting
serious?
Lang. Seryoso na yun para sa'yo or hindi ka lang sanay?
I don't know, you're like not so positive energy.
Positive nga ako eh.
Hindi, your tone says
Hopeful
otherwise.
Nga ako eh.
Your tone says otherwise.
Well, for Firefly, at least, buti na lang naabutan pa natin. Yung isa kasing hindi natin naabutan dati. Video City, Be Kind, Please Rewind, directed by Rainier Brizuela, starring Yassi Pressman and Ruru Madrid. Initially released last September in cinemas, we heard a lot of great things about it, we wanted to watch it, we ended up missing it for various reasons, which include, but are not limited to, the very few cinemas carrying it and cinemas dropping it too soon. Pero, nasa Netflix na siya ngayon. Ang premise niya, si Ruru Madrid. E di, nung lumabas siya, naisip ko, ito pala si Ruru Madrid.
Hindi ba natin siya nakita before?
I'm sorry. There's a reason why we can't be showbiz reporters, okay? This is the first of his movies that we've seen. Dinamay na kita, kasi alam ko naman na mas ignorante ka pa sa akin when it comes to these things, eh. But I digress. So,
I like
nga.
His face. He looks kind. He looks like he has a pleasant personality.
So, itong Video City nga, edi si Ruru Madrid, he looks kind. Film student siya in 2023 who is creatively stuck and blocked. When he tried to rewind a VHS tape using an apparently magical VHS rewinder, he finds himself in a Video City outlet back in 1995. Doon nagtatrabaho si aspiring actress na si Yassi Pressman. Si Yassi Pressman, kilala naman natin siya, di ba? At least. So, ayun, sa mga babies na nakikinig, yung mga kids na lumaki in a world where internet connection is expected to be available everywhere, once upon a time, you can rent movies on videotapes from establishments like Video City.
VHS ba yun? Hindi Betamax?
Siguro nung una, Betamax pa, pero mas, I think, nag-boom yung VHS na format eh. Na actually, dito ko lang sa movie na to nalaman na business pala ng Viva ang Video City. Eventually, naging VCD siya, di ba? Mm-hmm. And then DVD. Then they all died out because the future arrived. Did Video City live up to your expectations?
Well, first of all, it's a coincidence na nakanood tayo ng two local films that mentioned Masbate. Kasi okay. Diba si Miguel Tan Felix sabi niya, although Tikao is technically Masbate rin, pero sabi niya sa Masbate talaga siya pupunta dapat. And then si Yassi Pressman, taga Masbate rin siya. Wala lang, parang...
Bakit ang hilig nila sa Masbate ngayon?
Nga,
no?
Hindi ko rin alam. Nagkataon lang naman na magkasunod natin na panood yung Video City tsaka yung Firefly. Actually, hindi ko na gets agad yung Be Kind Rewind. Kasi when I was old enough to rent, VCDs na kasi yung naabutan ko.
At ang VCDs, hindi na nire-rewind. Oo,
pero we did have the two-piece VHS ng Titanic. Nire-rewind ba yun?
Siyempre, kapag natapos mo siyang i-play, kailangan mo siyang i-rewind.
I don't remember na kinakalikot ko yung
hindi
VHS.
Mo siya kailangan kalikutin. Hindi mo siya mare-rewind by hand. Masyado siyang mahaba.
Yung cassette tape, di ba? Kasi... Hindi, nga, hindi ko maalala na we had to do that step sa Titanic.
Pag nag-rent ka, kaya siya be kind, rewind, para yung mga susunod na magre-rent, magsisimula na sila sa simula.
Hindi ko nga maalala na yung Titanic, pag kailangan namin i-play ulit, kasi ilang beses yun na-replay na may rewind step.
Eh,
kasama na ba yun sa ano?
In-abstract na yun sa'yo ng parents mo. Sila na yung nag-rewind.
Hindi yun kasama sa player.
Pwede mo siyang i-rewind sa player, pero mas mabilis kasi yung specialized na rewinder.
So baka dun na lang siya sa player ni rewind in my experience apparently. I liked how simple the story is, and of course with an element of fantasy na medyo simple lang din naman, but the message is universal. Funny nga kung paano na-reveal kay Yasi that he was telling the truth eh. Kasi talagang literal. Relatable naman yung feeling of being unmotivated and how getting the right inspiration from people can get you back on track. I'm not saying na nangyari yun sa akin kasi I think I'm still unmotivated up to now. And then there's also the good kind of help from honest and constructive feedback. Alam mo, parang nagustuhan ko lang how straightforward the story is and yet it's not pretending to be something else. Also inspiring din that things may not turn out the way you want it kahit gaano mo ipilit, but knowing where your passion lies, you'd still end up there through your previously unrealized strengths. And I like how the storytelling in the movie gets the right timing of punctuating each moment with this kind of swelling emotion. So I'm happy na finally napanood natin yung Video City kahit we regretted missing it back then.
Very well said. Contestant number one.
Ano ba yan?
And then maganda na yung pagkakasabi mo eh. I agree na it's a simple but creative concept. There isn't even room to think about how they're able to time travel. Alam mo yun? That's just how the movie goes.
Yeah. Alam, yung wala ka ng, ganun na, tanggapin mo na and then just go along with the story.
And what it is a nice tribute to Philippine cinema. It really deserved more time in the cinemas, I think. Gusto ko rin yung boss nila Yasi eh, dun sa Video City nila. Magaling siyang boss. Napaka-supportive niyang boss. Kung makakapag-time travel ako to 1995, pupunta ako ng Video City.
Mm-hmm.
Mag-aabang ako ng teenager na patagong nagre-rent ng mga age-inappropriate movies. Tapos i-explain ko sa kanya na in the not-so-far future, extinct na ang mga Video City, but there's this thing called Viva Max. Break. Break muna tayo.
Yan na yung sasabihin mo?
Oo, bakit? Ano yun?
That's all you have for Video City.
Sinabi mo na eh. Ang ganda na pagkakasabi mo eh.
What if season 2 after the break?
Mahilig ka ba sa usapang throwback about your favorite TV shows, movies, and even your favorite life memories? I'm Jim P and I invite you every Saturday to get your glass of wine and join me and my friends as we rewind to the past with a sip of wine only on Rewind, a Throwback Podcast. Available on Spotify, Apple, Google, and all other podcast platforms. See you there!
Alam mo, labo mo, pag masyado akong seryoso, sasabihin mo, masyado akong seryoso. Tapos kapag sinabi ko na ganito lang yung sa Video City, sasabihin mo na, yun lang sasabihin ko. Ano ba talagang gusto mo?
I don't know, ang weird mo eh.
Tapos nagsa-soundcheck lang ako, mga kapodcast, parang pa naman yan, ayaw mo. Ano ba? Lahat na lang.
You can do that off recording, but huwag mo naman idama yung listeners natin na ma-high blood din sa mga pinagsasabihin mo. What?
Ginagaya ko si Ding Dong Yates. Alam mo, Max Collins. Ang sarap ng kape.
In fairness ha, yung ilalim nung cup niya, diba, nakalagay Met. Tapos Metropolis.
Metropolitan.
Ay, Metropolitan. But whatever.
Metropolitan Theater.
Oh nga, wala lang. I didn't mean the Metropolis part. Basta yung Metropolitan, whatever. Ano, attention to detail. Talagang may ganong mug. silang dinidistribute.
Max Collins, saan ba galing tong kapeng to? Kung ang Video City, mga kapodcast, hindi natin abutan sa sine, etong movie naman na to na isa na napanood ko, hindi talaga namin inabutan sa sine intentionally. The creator, nasa Disney Plus na to, from the director of Rogue One, Gareth Edwards. I wasn't really into how too in your face they were using Rogue One to market this film.
Isn't that how they market movies nowadays?
Yun nga eh, pero alam mo yun, what are they trying to say? Ano, namatay din silang lahat dito? That's both.
Maganda daw yung Rogue One.
They already have a lot going on with how they were able to shoot a $250 million looking movie on a budget of $80 million. And it's about AI. That's very much of a hot topic nowadays. So there's a lot to market about other than from the director of Rogue One where everyone died because of the Death Star. Alam mo yun? Ang impression ko sa movie upon streaming it, I guess maganda nga itong makita sa IMAX.
Yun lang.
A lot of other people probably thinks the same way. Kasi hindi masyadong marami nanood dito sa Cilian. $100 million lang ang gross niya. I'm not beating myself up too much for deciding not to watch it though. I'm just saying it might have been nice.
Okay. Nagustuhan mo ba or hindi?
Okay naman siya. Okay naman. Maganda naman siya tingnan.
Tingnan? Tsaka, how?
I think it's an achievement of modern filmmaking.
How often do you need to repeat, maganda naman siya tingnan?
Ayun na nga sinabi ko eh. I think it's an achievement of modern filmmaking. At dahil medyo matagal na tayong hindi nakakapagbigay ng unsolicited movie pitch sa mga producer, I will be giving one now to 20th Century Studios. Tungkol siya sa isang TikToker who will campaign for politicians, spread propaganda, bash celebrities, basically kahit ano for anyone who pays. Until AI trolls become a threat to his livelihood. Alam mo kung anong working title ko dito? The Content Creator. Alam mo ito, si Gareth Edwards, $80 million ginastos niya. Tapos gumamit lang siya ng mumurahing camera sa lagay na yun. Ha? Dito sa akin, ring light lang tsaka may camera phone kailangan ko dito eh.
Parang yung ano nga ba yung Netflix movie?
Na nasa screen?
Uh-oh.
Ano nga ba? Kalimutan ko. Missing?
Missing,
The Missing
yeah.
ba yun?
Uh-oh.
The Missing 8? Missing ba? The Missing?
Basta.
Okay, sige. Now, since we're on Disney Plus, we have a bunch of new Marvel series that has just been made available on the platform. We've seen Echo. Let's talk about that next episode. In the meantime, let's talk about What If Season 2 from head writer A.C. Bradley and primary director Brian Andrews. A third season is already in development. Time, space, reality. It's more than a linear path. It's a prism of endless possibility where a single choice can branch out into infinite realities, creating worlds from the ones you know. Follow me and ponder the question.
What if?
What if? Mga kapodcast.
Ano ba yung kapodcast na yan? Why do you keep saying it that way?
Nagsa-soundcheck lang ako. What if? I have two questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is your favorite episode sa season 2?
Mamaya na.
And how was season 2 overall?
Later ko na sabihin yung favorite episode ko.
Oh, sige.
But what I like about season 2 is that each episode, meron siyang uplifting na pinanggagalingan. Like, there's one where Nebula is Nebby.
Okay.
And then three Avengers are a happy group of bandits. There's two who became friends as kids. And two female Avengers watching out for each other. Meron ding thing about losing the person you love. And on how two people who went through that grief could be the same or different. We also watched Echo, diba, like you said. So there's this episode with Kahori, who has the same ancestors feel din. Mm. And I guess going back to your question, kung anong favorite ko this season, is how Marvel somehow joined in the debate of whether Die Hard is a Christmas movie or not. And I said in our Loki season 2 episode that maybe the point of Phase 5 is that there's the multiverse. Mm. And for me, whatever is lacking in the films released so far, the series What If should be able to make up for it. May mga episodes naman kasi siya that are on some continuous arc. Tapos, talking about Loki, it also gives a nod to the finale of Loki Season 2.
Yeah, I know. I like the one with Happy Hogan.
Yun nga yun.
For the sole reason that it was the most fun episode.
Yeah.
Even though it's the most inconsequential one. Pero ang favorite ko siguro is yung 1602. Dun kasi yung pinakamaraming different versions of characters we know. Which is kind of the point of What If. And if hindi mo alam, there's a 2003 miniseries in the comics called Marvel 1602, written by Neil Gaiman. It's quite different from what was in the episode, but that's the idea. Superheroes in 1602. Mm. I really want to like Season 2. I really wanted it to be at least as good as Season 1. Unfortunately, I don't think it lived up to its predecessor. Parang hindi kasi ganun ka-impactful yung timeline branches that they explored this season eh.
Ako kasi parang ano siya, fun lang.
I know, fun-fun lang. Yun, fun-fun lang naman talaga.
Na okay, masyadong maalala sa Season 1 actually. Except for that, kay Doctor Strange episode, siya kay yung zombies.
Ayun, I think yung kay Doctor Strange, that was the best one, I think.
Yeah, na tinuloy naman nila here.
Si Captain Carter, nandun, yung zombies.
Eh, tinuloy naman kasi nila dito eh.
Oh, alam ko, pero alam mo yun, parang nung napanood natin yung What If Season 1 kasi, I was like, ooh. And then ngayon, some of the episodes were like, eh.
Talaga, okay. Ako nagustuhan ko yung mga episodes ngayon.
Good for you. Yun lang, parang hindi ganun ka-impactful. And I'm also not sure yet how to feel about the new character Kahori. I feel like I haven't seen enough of her yet. I am all for exploring new ground with the MCU, but I really don't know yet if it's a good idea to introduce new, original characters that aren't in the comics. Hindi ko lang alam.
Parang naging tama lang siya kasi nga with what they did with Echo.
May season 3 pa, so let's see.
Ang mega mo ngayon.
Like, kasalanan ko ba?
So far.
Kasalanan ko ba na wala pang nakapagpawaw sa akin so far since our last episode?
So hard to please.
Mas nawawaw pa ako sa marry me, marry your husband eh. Natatawa ako sa mga tao nun eh. Anong title? Mary?
Mary, my husband
Mary
lang kasi.
Nalilito ako sa marry me, marry you. Dun-dun-dun-dun. So, ano nga ba yun? Si ano yun? Diba si Janine tsaka si ano?
Paul Avellino?
Si Jake Hersito. Tsaka
oh,
si...
and Jake Hersito, yeah.
Wala dun si... Ay!
Ayaw ano
nga
ba?
Pala. Oo nga pala. Tama. Assistant pala ni Jake Hersito dun si Paolo Avellino. Ay, baliktad!
Hindi ba baliktad? Ang labo
baliktad!
Mo.
Si Paolo Avellino pala yung boss ni Jake Hersito. Yun. Tapos kumakanta ng Marry me, marry you.
Si Darren na nasa Can't Buy Me Love. Can't Buy Me Love.
O, na nasa Can't Buy Me Love ngayon. Pero hindi siya kumakanta dun sa Can't Buy Me
hindi
Love.
Hindi, ang serious niya dun.
Before we move on, let me tell you about the number one K-drama series on Netflix na hindi mo napanood.
Creature?
Gyeongsang Creature, set during the Japanese occupation of Korea. May monster sa Gyeongsang.
Si Groot?
Hindi siya, si Groot.
Yung napanood ko si Groot eh.
Mas mukha pa nga siyang si Abomination kaysa si kaysa kay Groot.
Hindi ko maalala
Groot,
kung sino si Abomination.
Gyeongsang, which is modern day Seoul, more or less.
Oh, ganun pala yun.
It made some noise online due to Netflix's promo starring Maha Salvador where they were teasing a Philippine creature.
Akala ko for season 2 yun.
Hindi. And hindi siya season 2. For part 2 ng season 1.
Okay.
Hindi ko alam eh. Kasi nagbakasyon tayo eh. So hindi ko alam kung kailan nila nirelease yung part 1 at part 2.
Pero yung napanood mo, both parts
Bo-
na.
Buo na. Natapos ko na lahat.
Asa nakita mo na si Maha?
Wala si Maha dun. Ay,
akala ko.
Sa commercial
ko.
Lang nga siya.
Oo, oh, akala ko. Lalabas talaga siya.
Sa promo lang siya. Akala ko din.
Isn't that false advertising?
Well, it's not. Kasi nung dun sa promo, nakita mo naman yung bihis ni Han Sohee tsaka ni...
Yeah, para silang
ni Park Seo Joon,
diba? Para silang pang theme park na Indiana Jones or something.
Sabi mo pa nga dun sa promo, ang ganda ni Han Sohee.
Oh, straight ng hair niya.
It's one of those Netflix K-dramas that's a certified hit. There's no doubt about it. Alam mo yung Gyeongsong creature, napanood mo na sis. Grabe yung namatay sila lahat, no sis. Ganun, ganun siya.
So yung kung paano in-advertise ng Netflix is how they localize yung advertising for their shows.
Oo,
okay.
I guess.
Okay, parang guess. Yung sa, ano nga ulit yun, yung mystery movie na Journalists versus Marites yung Glass naging promo yun. Nila. Oh, right.
Tapos
right.
Si Extraction, si Derek Ramsey.
Okay. Oh,
ganun,
I get
ganun
it.
Nga.
Okay. Mali ko ba? Akala ko kasi lalabas talaga siya.
So, alam ko naman, naiintindihan ko kung bakit siya mag-hit. However, it's also one of those Netflix K-dramas that's a certified hit that I can't seem to get totally on board with.
Oh my gosh, nega pa rin.
It's not wala my fault. Alam mo ikaw, madali namang malaman kung nagustuhan ko yung series or not eh.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi kung maganda siya, malamang papanoorin natin siya together.
Oh, thanks.
Parang yung The Glory and Masked Girl Before It. Mga hit din yun eh.
Yung
gets
Masked
ko
Girl,
naman.
Naging hit pala yun.
Oo.
Hindi ko na-catch.
Oo, pero...
The Glory yung, oo, na parang people are raving about it.
Pareho sila.
Okay.
Except me. I am in no way a K-drama connoisseur, okay? So take that for how irrelevant my feelings are to the K-drama world.
So Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha pa rin yung number one mo?
That's an easy yes, I guess. I mean, Gyeongsong Creature, Han So-hee was enough to get me to try it. Korea during the Japanese occupation was an intriguing time period. I have to give them that. There was one nice kissing scene. Cool.
What? With a monster?
Not with a monster!
Cool, sabi mo eh.
Kaso lang, I really had to push myself hard in order to finish it. Interested naman ako malaman yung kwento. Just not in the, holy crap, ano kayang mangyayari since? But more in the, ilang episodes pa ba to since?
Wait, yung Moving pala, di ba you liked it naman?
I really like Moving.
Okay.
Maganda siya.
So how does it rank na in your K-drama list?
Nasa isa siya sa mga top. I don't know. Don't ask me. Hindi ako prepared para sagutin ko ano ranking nila.
Pag ikaw, pwede kang magtanong sa akin tapos ako bawal.
Yun,
nice.
Pwede ka naman magtanong sa akin. Yun lang sagot ko. At least I'm honest, di ba? At least hindi ako nagpapanggap na, oh hindi, may sagot ako sa lahat ng tanong mo. So... yun lang. Pinapanood ko siya pero parang just going through the motions.
Okay.
I feel like instead of a 10-episode series, this would have been a good 6-episode miniseries or a great movie.
Movie?
2-hour movie.
Really? Ganun kadaming fillers?
Oo.
Andun, ang daming characters dun, di ba? Like yung guy sa Little Women, sabi mo. Namatay ba yun? spoiler
basta,
alert.
Okay. Sis, nakita mo yung namatay sila lahat mga sis. Yun lang. Okay, sige. Feeling ko lang na mas magiging dihamak na exciting siya and compelling. Kung 2-hour movie siguro, mas natuwa pa ako dun sa isa pang bagong Netflix series eh. Yung Brother Son.
Mm.
The Brother Son, starring Michelle Yeoh, Justin Chin, and Sam Lee. Created by Brad Falchuk and Byron Woo. 8 episodes siya. Ang premise... They come from a powerful Taiwanese triad family. Si Michelle Yeoh yung nanay and si Bruce yung bunsong anak. Nag-migrate silang dalawa to LA when Bruce was very young to get away from the gangster life. So walang alam si Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
Yung panganay na si Charles remained in Taiwan and grew up to be one of the underworld's most dangerous killers. Now, the older brother Charles has to go to the US and protect his mom and brother because of an imminent threat to the family.
Nahabol sila?
Oo, something like that. And the younger brother Bruce is clueless about his family and their history. Despite how that sounds, it's a comedy.
Oh, really? That was a comedy?
It's a comedy. It reminds me of the, alam mo yung mga dating network TV series katulad ng mga Chuck, ng Psych.
Right.
Ganong klaseng comedy.
Okay. Na, eh, ba't di mo ito pinanood with me?
Eh, hindi na kita inantay. Maganda siya. I would have watched it with you pero gusto ko na siyang manorin. So, sorry ka na lang. So, comedy siya and a somewhat dark one at that because of all the blood and the killing and how normal it is to Michelle Yeoh and Charles and how not normal it is to Bruce. Masaya naman siya. very Asian, Chinese culture and traditions, ganun, sense of duty to the family, being a dutiful child or wife versus choosing your own path. May mga ganun siyang themes. Si Charles kasi gangster siya, but all he wants to do is bake.
Mm.
Tapos si Bruce naman, he's studying to be a doctor kasi yun yung gusto ng nanay niya. But what he really wants is to be an improv comedian.
Okay.
They also generated a lot of comedy from that. Michelle Yeoh was great, as expected. I liked how Charles played the straight man in his comedic partnership with Bruce. Medyo hindi lang ako totally sold on Bruce's general funniness. I don't know if it's his lines. I don't know if it's his delivery. Minsan kasi medyo corny. Some of the situations as well, minsan parang medyo pilit. It also feels that they're trying too hard to feature Chinese culture at times. But as a whole, I really enjoyed the series. It has heart. It had a lot more depth than I thought it would have. It was a lot of fun until it dropped some hard truths about illegal immigration and human trafficking and such. There was this fight scene in episode 6 where they used a drone camera. Really cool. Nood na?
Wow, that's one long reflection paper.
Nagtatanong ko kanina, bakit ang nega ko? Tapos ngayon, nagkikwento ako sa iyo ng series na nagustuhan ko. Ano ba talagang gusto mo?
I'm just saying it's one long reflection paper, a good one. Oh. Wait, so since we got back, nakatapos ka ng dalawang series and more?
Oh, bakit?
Ano ba nagagawa yun?
Eh basta, maraming beses na wala ka eh. Maraming beses na masyado akong matagal eh. Pag mga ganun, kahit maganda yung series, di na kita hantayin. Sige na, panoonin ko na to. Pakita ko sa'yo mamaya yung drone shot na sinasabi
okay.
ko. Kasi action scene siya.
Uh-huh.
Hindi lang siya yung drone shot na parang pinapakita sila from above or whatever. Action scene siya, tapos umaandar yung drone around them.
Okay.
So, wala lang, galing.
Hindi natatama ng blood yung drone scream?
Hindi, apparently. Hindi ko alam kung gano'n nila katagal pinractice yun. Hindi siya nasisipa or nasusuntok or nababato ng chair.
That would have been fun though kapag may kita mo from the drone's perspective na natatamaan siya.
Wala, break muna.
Gumburza after this.
You are listening to Please Pause, a podcast hosted by a married Filipino couple, Mike and Ham. From blockbusters to classics, they talk about movies, TV series, and everything in between. They also won't give you that hentai tentacle mug that you really, really, really wanted. So while waiting for another mug giveaway, listen to their shows and spam hashtag Rule20Remembers on their socials. That is our own show, by the way, Rule20 Podcast, available wherever you are listening to this right now. And now, back to the podcast.
Ang pangalawang MMFF film na napanood natin, Gumburza, alternate title, Majoha. Diba parati kong ginojoke yung spoiler alert, namatay silang lahat? I do recognize that it can be an inappropriate joke to make for some movies. Sabi ko nga sa'yo, diba, napanood ko na rin sa Netflix yung second best picture of MMFF 2022 na Mama Sapano, Now It Can Be Told. Spoiler alert! This might be one of those movies na inappropriate okay. yung joke na yun. Okay, it probably is. Now, since may mga taong nagtanong dati kung bakit never tumayo si Apolinario Mabini played by Epi Quizon in General Luna, let me just say this for Gumburza. Spoiler alert! Namatay silang lahat. Directed by Pepe Diokno. Starring Cedric Juan as Padre Burgos, Dante Rivero as Padre Gomez, and Enchong D as Padre Zamora. It's the second best picture of MMFF 2023. Historian Ambeth Ocampo has a great column in Inquirer from February 2023 titled Gumburza and Rizal's Execution. Ang ganda nung sinabi niya dun na textbook history taught us about the garrote that brought the condemned men to a swift end by breaking their necks, but we were not given the details of the execution. And yes, totoo nga yun, kasi you'd be very lucky if you ever had a good history teacher, but more often than not, a lot of history taught in school are just names and dates without the whys and hows. Alam mo, kung hindi nga dahil sa movie na to, hindi ko pa makikilala si Crisanto M. De Los Reyes eh. Sa araw-araw na ginawa ng Diyos na dumadaan ako sa Crisanto M. De Los Reyes Avenue sa Cavite, ngayon ko lang nalaman. Asya pala yun.
Alam ko actually yung garote is done differently. Like,
alam mo, pinupugutan ng ulo? Oo. Hindi.
Ay, kaya nga.
Hindi.
I mean, never naman kasi siya dinescribe in detail na ganun pala.
Pinakita na yun sa ano eh, sa bayani ba yun?
Ah, hindi kasi ako nanood ng bayani. Mas gusto ko yung Hiraya Manawari.
Oh, ano, kamusta naman ang Gumburza?
Well, unlike Firefly, medyo monotonous yung movie. But not in a bad way, ha? But tama lang for a historical drama na not trying to exaggerate anything. History is not my strong suit, so I liked how sa simula pa lang ng film, it kind of brought back yung elementary or high school or university moments where you'd get compelled and then engrossed and genuinely interested in the history of our country. To be honest, I don't remember if I knew about Gumburza more than being the three martyr priests na pinugutan ng ulo in the wrong way that I've imagined,
hindi
apparently.
Hindi nga sila pinugutan kaya ng nga, ulo.
Kaya nga, yun lang yung na-imagine ko every time kasi dinidescribe yung garote. Alam mo yung binibend ka. Tapos,
iba yung iniisip mo nga.
Yun nga.
Hindi ganun.
I'm admitting na finally I got enlightened. Kaya I liked how this movie shed more light to it. Not just kung paano sila pinatay, but more of kung sino sila. And magkakaiba pala yung degree of involvement tong tatlong priests in the events that time. Akala ko like BFF sila or alam mo yun, same team sila.
Exactly.
Hindi naman pala.
Exactly yung point ni Sir Ambit Ocampo sa kolom niya.
Diba parang
hindi natin alam.
They're just grouped together. So akala mo they're in one club or
exactly.
Something. So that's what I appreciated doon sa movie. Wala namang perfect country, but even though this event happened 1.5 century ago, tatatak sa'yo yung line in the movie that you quoted about malas ang Pilipinas. There's this falsely accusing people, and what's worse, it's not in the hands of foreign colonizers anymore but by Filipinos na rin at present time. So for me, while the movie delivered itself in a somehow stable tone, parang nasa each individual as an audience na kasi kung paano ka madadala by it. It could leave you pondering about it after, and I guess hindi naman yung isang purpose of learning history, right? To see how we can be better than our past.
Or you can easily be bored.
Ako naman
to
hindi
tears.
Naman ako na-bore.
Sinasabi ko lang na it's possible, di ba?
Dahil sa dami ng Spanish.
Pagkatapos ng General Luna, I thought there would be of little interest in making movies about our less aggro, violent, and foul-mouthed heroes. I am quite glad that despite how late we are to the party, ang dami pa rin nating kasabay na nanood. Akala ko the theater would be mostly empty. I was wrong. Diba? Ang dami pa rin.
Eh maganda naman. Eh malaki kasi yung nag-gather na praise nitong movie na to.
I know.
Tapos si Cedric Juan pa won best actor. Sino pa lang best actress? Hindi mo alam.
Hindi ko alam. Sabi ni Google, si Vilma Santos daw ang nanalo ng best actress noong 1977. Visit ka, Google.
Umayos ka nga.
Ay, nako. Napaka-unreliable mo, Google. Titingnan ko na nga yung article para lang malaman, okay? Ang nanalo ng Best Actress sa MMFF 2023 ay si...
Oh, nga, siya nga.
O si Vilma Santos.
Okay.
For When I Met You in Tokyo.
Ayan. Okay. Sure.
Back to Gumburza. On top of telling us what happened, I mean, malay ko ba na apat pala silang binitay?
No, I know, right?
Malay ko ba na Gumburzaldua pala dapat to? Kasama si Francisco Zaldua, played by Ketchup Eusebio. On top of telling us what happened, the film was a great explainer of the complexities of the Philippine situation at that particular time period. And of course, the Gumburza story and why they ended up dead. Spoiler alert! And ang maganda sa mga ganitong historical movies where the villains are colonizers, whether Spanish pa yan, American, or Japanese, they're universal as enemies eh. And that's easy for the audience to accept and understand. If that was enough to reel people in, I hope a lot of people also appreciated the breadth and depth the film tried to ambitiously cover. Ang worry ko lang is that it looked and felt more like history and less of a movie instead of a movie that tells us about history. Hindi kasi siya yung katulad ng General Looney where people are getting shot or stabbed or sliced all over the place and that's heroic na malinaw yun sa mga tao. And with that, it may be too easy for the more abstract ideas like secularization and national identity to get lost in the shuffle, even though these are very important to the story. However, that the themes of justice and fairness and equality will still resonate with the audience somehow.
Yeah, I mean, yung mga lines naman kasi that were uttered in the last part of the movie.
I know.
Would send that across.
Oh, nga. Yun nga yung gusto kong sabihin.
And yun din naman yung naging takeaway ko.
Oo nga. But I just hope na sana, pati yung pinanggalingan niya, ano ba talaga yung pinaglalaban nila nung una? Mm. I mean, hindi naman nila gustong makalaya from the Spaniards.
Yun nga yung ine-emphasize diba? Niya, diba?
Kaya nga,
they're
exactly.
not contradicting the Spanish. Exactly. They're just fighting for equal rights.
So yun lang. Gomborza will be shown in history classrooms for years to come. And there will be thousands of pages of reaction and reflection papers that will be made of it. And if this film makes people think, then that makes it a success. And that's a recent binge.
Thanks for listening.
Join our raffle! Tumanga to! Bye!
Bye!